Now, obviously, last year, kind of a Cinderella finish to the season, winning the Grey Cup, and a lot of people were wondering, is that going to be it for Ricky Ray? Decided to come back for at least one more year here. Kind of what went into your thought process of taking time off to decide that?
Yeah. After the season, I knew I was going to need a little time to kind of think about it. I think I kind of went into last year thinking it might be my last year. So, but you know, coach and the Argonauts, they really encouraged me the whole way. You know, just said, hey, take your time, but we want to welcome you back if that's your decision. And so they gave me a lot of space, but also encouraged me along. And eventually, I was able to get to the point where I just had the feeling of wanting to come back and be a part of the journey again. I mean, it was so enjoyable last year, just going through that process, and then obviously winning the Grey Cup, was a lot of fun.
Was there any particular moment during the off season where you realized, no, you had to come back for another year, or was it just kind of that gradual?
I think it was kind of like a gradual, feeling. I think early on, I was just kind of like, just trying to enjoy last season, and then kind of once the new year hit, then I was like, okay, I got to start really thinking about, what I want to do next year. And I just think over the kind of that month, was just thinking about it, but I didn't want to overthink. I mean, I could sit there and make a list for all the pros and cons of everything, but I really just wanted to just have that feeling inside of wanting to come back. And eventually I got there and just knew I wanted to come back.
All right, so Argo was going out and trading for James Franklin, the next one in line, and then obviously bringing in Anthony Calvillo as quarterback coach and Mark Trestman, the coach, quarterback guru. This might be one of the best quarterback assembled teams of all time. Going into the season, how do you think having all those minds together will help the team?
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. I mean, just a lot of experience to kind of draw from and a good mix. I mean, it's the coach who's been around a long time and coached a lot of great quarterbacks, and Anthony Calvillo who's been there and done it all, and myself kind of at the end of my career, and then some young guys with James coming in. So hopefully we can all learn from each other. I mean, everybody talks about me being the mentor, but obviously I'm going to learn stuff from James as well. Like it's not like he's only going to learn from me. I'm going to watch him play and wonder how he does things and try and pick up on his game as much as he's going to do it with me. And, we're all there just to kind of help each other be better. But I think the most thing I'm excited about, I mean, obviously I got the chance to work with Coach Trestman last year and excited about that opportunity. But with Anthony, it's not that it's Anthony. It's he's played in this offense with Coach Trestman, and I get to kind of see his take on it and see what he sees on certain plays, and hopefully that'll help me grow as a player as well.
Now, you've had a rather long and storied career in the CFL, and we've learned it's not coming to an end, which most CFL fans are pretty excited about that. Is looking back so far in your career, is there any particular moment that stands out as one highlight above them all?
Not really. I mean, there's been obviously a lot of highlights, for me, and a lot of special moments and people and situations. There's also been a lot of low times and adversity and stuff. But it's hard to say. I mean, everyone's been special in a certain way. I mean, people ask you what's your favorite Grey Cup or whatever, but they've all been special at that point in my life for different reasons. And I've just tried to take them all in and feel lucky that the game has given me so much, and I get another opportunity to kind of come back and go through that whole process again. But just talking about the recent, going into the last offseason, not really knowing what was going to happen, and then Coach Trestman giving me the call and giving me the opportunity to come back and finishing it off with a Grey Cup, definitely was very special at that point, in my career, where I was coming off a tough season, coming off some injuries, and kind of getting a second chance, and being able to be on that team last year and win it all was pretty special.
And being Ryder fans, you obviously broke our hearts on the way there, but I think we were all behind you guys in the whole anyone but Calgary mantra, sure. That is Saskatchewan. So.
Yeah. I mean, it was just a great game. I mean, playing against you know, Saskatchewan in the East Final. I mean, we played some tough games against them during the regular season, and just, you know, they were able to find a way to win, and we couldn't do it. And, you know, they clawed themselves right back into that game. You know, that punt return was a tough thing to watch. I mean, it really took a lot of wind out of our sails. But, you know, Coach talked about, you know, it's anything can happen in the last 3 minutes, and you just got to keep playing. And, you know, we got another chance to go back out there and win the football game, and we're able to do it.
So outside of football, what keeps Ricky Gray busy?
Oh, man, family. You know, obviously, I have two young girls at home. You know, our oldest is turning 7 on Saturday, and then our youngest will be turning 3 10 days after that. So they definitely keep you busy. But I'm a hobbies guy. I have a lot of hobbies, you know, fishing and golfing and running, trail running and hiking and camping. And I don't get to do a lot of that very much anymore, you know, with the family. But I try and sneak out a little bit. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of trail running this off season. Just gives me a chance to get outside and, you know, go see some cool places and get a good workout. And, you know, if I get a couple hours to get out and go do it, it's just kind of a fast way to get some training in and see some cool things.
Now, you said you got a bunch of hobbies. Do you have any hidden talents that CFO fans might not know about you?
Not really. I'm one of those guys that's like kind of dabbles in everything but isn't really good at anything. Nothing. I'm not artistic. I can't play any instruments. I can't paint. I can't sing. I can't. There's nothing that I do really good. I mean, I just try and I'm just kind of an outdoorsy sports kind of a guy, and just enjoy golfing and being outside and doing some things. And I'm not really good at anything, but I enjoy doing a lot of this stuff.
You have a guilty pleasure song on your phone that you're playing during the workouts?
No, not really. You know, everybody asks me music questions all the time, and I don't know. I listen to anything, really. I don't really, you know, have favorites or one thing. I mean, whatever's on, I'll listen to it for the most part and try and get enjoyment out of that. And, you know, I keep joking with everybody. I'm the only guy in the family. I got a wife and 2 girls, so I'm outnumbered by girls. And so there's a lot of Taylor Swift playing in the house. And so I'm, you know, unfortunately, I don't know if it's a bad thing to like Taylor Swift as a guy, but I'm really enjoying some of that.
Now, we just saw Tom Hugo get inducted into the Hall of Fame playing both sides of the ball. If you weren't a quarterback, could you see yourself on any position on the defensive side?
Sometimes I wonder. I mean, I mean, how hard is it to rush the quarterback? Like, I mean, I could get a sack a game, one sack a game, but I don't know. When I did play defense, early on I played linebacker. I was one of the bigger kids. So quarterback and linebacker, which is kind of a weird combination. But then as I got older, I played a little bit of safety, which was fun. I mean, it was kind of fun to kind of sit back there and read the quarterback's eyes and kind of go off my experiences of playing quarterback and play that game. So definitely I wouldn't want to have to cover somebody one-on-one. I'd rather be a safety back there just kind of roaming around, because I wouldn't be good enough to cover anybody.